Because none of the non-commercials want to compete with the Tallgrass Film Festival that starts tomorrow morning, and check their website and you'll see why, the only non-commercial announcement I have is for the Metropolitan Opera broadcast at the Murdoch tomorrow and Sunday, Mussorgsky's Boris Godunov on the big screen tomorrow at 11 and Sunday at 1:30, 536 North Broadway. And I wish I could talk at least about my favorite anticipations in Tallgrass, but we wouldn't have time for anything else. Check TallgrassFilmFest.com or Yesterday's Eagle. And commercially, I am a little frustrated trying to review Never Let Me Go because I was badly served by a review that told me too much, and the two people I talked to in the lobby agreed that the less you know about Never Let Me Go, the better off you'll be. Especially, I can't tell you the premise on which all the action is built. So I'm going to have to risk being a little vague and maybe even a tad misleading, but it's for your own good. Carey Mulligan, Keira Knightley, and Andrew Garfield are raised in a very peculiar school run by Charlotte Rampling and for a while Sally Hawkins of Happy-Go-Lucky, squirreled away in the wilderness and fenced off from what few passers-by might occur, in which the students are taught to read and write and not much else, certainly not much about the outside world. When they graduate, they move into a sort of a dormitory where conditions are much the same. They're strangely content with this situation, perhaps because they've been brainwashed, but maybe they've just been selected out of the mass for lack of curiosity and emotion. There's a sort of a love story, but primarily this is the story of a three-way friendship, unless you want to call it a very unusual horror story, and that's about all I dare to say about the plot. Acting is difficult with such repressed characters, but all these are very much up to the task. Mulligan is the real star through whose experiences and observations the story is told, and she is blessed with one of the most expressive faces on film. She lives up to the top standard she set last year in An Education, and it's a blessing because without her standout performance, a movie as subtle as Never Let Me Go wouldn't have a chance. Keira Knightley transformed from being pretty nasty to a mixture of horrifying and pitiable to great effect all the way, and Andrew Garfield, still on screen in The Social Network, seems more or less numb, which under the circumstances is horrifying in its own way. Rampling and Hawkins are just as good, but have less to do. Those who want to find allegories of current conditions and situations will have no trouble seeing parallels with all manner of things, from the educational world to the medical to the political to the generally cultural, but I don't think writer Alex Garland and director Mark Romanek had such timeliness in mind. I might look up Katsuo Ishiguro's novel. I suspect that what was aimed for and successfully achieved was a new kind of horror story, without objectionable creatures jumping out of the edges of the screen, without oozing gore, without hollow-headed teenagers making love and suffering awful consequences for it, without supernormal mumbo-jumbo, in other words, without the stuff that usually makes horror movies tiresome and stomach-turning. And I congratulate Never Let Me Go on those grounds. Jim Erickson, over and out.